forecast was issued by the East African Regional Bloc in Nairobi Wednesday during the Greater Horn of Africa Seasonal Climate Outlook Forum. George Otieno is a climate scientist at the IGAD Climate Prediction and Applications Center, ICPAC.
Today, the forecast has just been released for the March, April, May for the Greater Horn of Africa. And what it basically says is the region is expecting largely depressed rainfall over most part of the region. And the implication of this means the livelihoods, different sectors that rely heavily on rain-fed agriculture, the livestock people, the farmers, are likely going to be impacted negatively.
The prediction shows a high chance of drier than average conditions across most parts of the region, which will further worsen the crisis for millions of people. Otieno is calling for greater coordination among governments, aid groups, and development partners to address the growing food crisis.
There needs to be continued advisories and advocacy to the people, especially to the vulnerable population within the rural communities where the impact is directly felt, on even changing the livelihoods. If people used to grow a particular crop, then there is needs to even change to other livelihoods that may not depend heavily on rainfall, because we continue to receive depressed rainfall season after season.
The UN World Food Programme says 22 million people face a severe hunger crisis across the Horn of Africa in Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya and Somalia after four consecutive failed rainy seasons. David Gikungu is the director of Kenya Meteorological Department and Kenya's permanent representative to the Geneva-based World Meteorological Organization.
In our history of forecasting, what we are experiencing now is quite new. Having failed rainfall seasons, five of them in a row, and staring with a bit of fear at the possibility of a sixth one. It is not a small matter. This is the first time we have seen this in about 40 years.
The United Nations says the Horn of Africa is experiencing the worst drought in 40 years, which is causing tremendous suffering for millions in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. Disruptions to grain supplies and rising prices caused by the war in Ukraine have pushed more and more people to the brink in regions already reeling from skyrocketing costs resulting from the intersection of climate change, conflict, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.